Anyway, so we're here today with Heather Ballou. We're down at A-Tech, and we'll get into A-Tech in a couple minutes, but this is a part of our STEM series, and A-Tech is a big source of STEM in the area, and they're also going to come down to our Stealth event and have some things going on down there with Stealth. So, first of all, Heather, before we get into A-Tech and STEM, let's learn a little more about you. So, first of all, where did you start, and how did you get to A-Tech?
Well, I actually started out in biology, so I was looking at doing work in zoo and aquarium. And along the way, I kind of stumbled across environmental education, and I found, oh, hey, look, there's that thing that fits all those interests that I have. So it's a great excuse to talk about all sorts of different aspects, whether it's weather or plants or animals or all sorts of things. And so in the process of that, I just kind of heard about this great opportunity to come and work here at the lab and really get to focus on renewable energy education.
And cool. And you've been in your position, what's your title?
I'm an education coordinator.
Education coordinator. Mm-hmm. You've been in this position now for almost a year.
Yes.
Right? And still loving it.
Absolutely.
Your bosses are listening to this, so yes, you
absolutely
love it. No, we met you, several months ago, and just your enthusiasm about the whole deal was great, and we knew that we had to sit down with you, so thank you for taking the time today.
Not a problem.
Tell us a little bit about A-Tech, and what it is, and who it's affiliated with, if there's other organizations, and how it serves the community.
The first thing is, what does A-Tech stand for?
Yes.
It's a very good question.
I have no idea.
Here we go, I'm writing this down.
It's the Advanced Technology Environmental and Energy Center.
Okay, I got advanced technology.
That's funny. Someone asked me, what does A-Tech stand for? And I said, one of the E's is education. Apparently it's not.
It stands for wind energy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, that doesn't work.
Advanced Technology Education and
Environmental Education Center.
I'm throwing an extra E in there, but...
I thought there was two E's. E's. So who is it affiliated with? It's affiliated with...
Eastern Iowa Community Colleges.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Cool. And what is the main purpose of A-Tech?
So A-Tech itself has been around since 1994, and it is one of the National Science Foundation Center of Excellence. And it really lets them try to promote renewable energy type of ideas out there. A lot of the focus is on what are different career opportunities, what are different, creating different educational programming for all age ranges. Which is really cool. But a handful of years ago, they said, you know what, let's do something a little bit more focused locally. Mm-hmm. And they came up with the idea of the lab. And so we opened 3 years ago here at the Interactive Learning Lab in downtown Davenport. And it's been great ever since.
Cool. Now, what do you see what's your demographic? What is the focus on the age groups that come through here generally?
Kid-wise, most of the focus is on middle school to high school age students. We do have some adult groups that come through as well, but... We're pretty flexible. I had a group of some younger students come in as well, and everybody loves the hands-on activities.
Yep.
So we all walk away with something.
Well, and we walked right by some of those hands-on activities as we were coming to your conference room, classroom here. And what are some of the things they can expect if they walk through your doors?
Well, we have fantastic displays. They're permanent displays that really talk about, basic what is energy, what is electricity. It goes on to focus a little bit on solar energy and water usage and geothermal and wind energy and biodiesel. All those really exciting renewable energy sources. And then we have a great display called the Greenhouse that really lets you go in and focus on what are some individual choices you can make in your home to have a better environmental impact.
I think the last time we were here, you were messing around with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I grew up in a greenhouse.
You did.
I did.
You did. That's a truthful statement.
That is.
Can't argue with you there.
This is how it goes. Every time we brought up beans, like, I believe the last time we were here, Andy was overplaying with us.
No matter where we are.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, but the one thing that we were just talking about there, it looks like a cross-section of a house, kind of like a dollhouse kind of deal, but there's different pieces that you can stick up into the rooms. What are some of the things that you could take in and out that would make a difference?
Lighting choices. What type of light bulb are you using in your homes? Are you using a low-flow toilet versus a regular toilet? What are the different types of flooring choices that you have in your homes? You know, we're looking at furnaces and water heaters and washing machines. Cool. And, I mean, siding and also, I mean, just gobs and gobs of stuff.
So there's another big exhibit down here. And it's something that you can sit inside.
Yes.
What is that all about?
So this is the nacelle. And the nacelle is the part of the wind turbine that holds all the stuff. It's where your generator is, your gears, all of your electrical equipment. And it sits on top of the tower. The tower. That's the word for it. So it sits on top of the tower, and that's where your blades are hooked onto and everything. So we have a small one. It's still large.
Sure.
But it's a small wind turbine, and we actually have it as a movie theater. So you go in, you can sit in, and we watch little shows really and cool. things
isn't
like that.
Isn't that crazy, though, that, like, you see these turbines out there, and then you see this thing that, like, is takes up half your building, and you're like, this is a small version.
I know.
This is a small version. But when you see those things, I mean, it doesn't look like it's a very large thing, but then the blades take up a whole semi-truck.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
they have...
Huge.
Because you see them on the highway. I love wind turbines. I think that they're cool. I wish that... I wish that our entire landscape was covered in them. I really do. I'm not.
It's a big proponent.
Well, I think they're so cool looking. And then, like when I was driving through Wyoming, they'd have like a crest, and the whole crest is covered in them. Mm-hmm. Now that's like energy for that entire town. Or you know what I mean? Like, and we're always gonna have wind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always gonna be there. It might not be windy today, but it's gonna be windy tomorrow.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But what bugs me about them is you'll be driving past them at night, like out by Dixon, I think it is. They blink, which that's kind of like it's kind of cool. It's kind of like War of the Worlds kind
yes.
of thing. But they blink, but there's always one that's not blinking at the same as the rest of them. So it's like they all blink at one time, and then there's one in the middle that goes off, and that's just horrible. So I don't support any legislation for wind farms because of that
the blinking light.
Get it fixed.
As long as they get their lighting fixed, you're good. They're blinking.
Oh, man.
Well, we have a big event coming up in May called Stealth, and
yes.
you are going to be a part of that. ATAC
Absolutely.
Is going to be a part of that. You're going to be out there. What are some of the things that our Cub Scouts that are going to be out there at Stealth can expect to see?
Well, I will be bringing along two different things. The first one is I will have some mini wind turbines. And what these let you do is actually to go in and change around the different blades and the shapes and the angle of them and see how much electricity can you produce.
Cool.
Be absolutely fun. And the second activity is going to be a solar theme. So we're going to have little solar panels that are hooked up to a water pump. And you're going to kind of manipulate the solar panels and see how high you can actually pump water.
Awesome.
So making electricity from two different sources.
Cool. No, I know that it fits right into our theme for that event. And we're thankful that you guys are willing to come out and show
the
kids are going to have a blast with it.
Well, what's great is not only does it fit our theme of technology, but it also goes with kind of the new push for sustainability and environmental science.
Yeah.
You know, we have a aquaponics system out at our camp. We'll have to show it to you when we're out there. It's still in the early stages. Right now, it just kind of looks like leftovers from the Breaking Bad set.
It's a barrel. It's a barrel.
But it has fish in it.
It's all set up correctly.
Fish are feeding the plants, essentially. You know, the plants are feeding the fish, and the water filters through everything. And when the zombies come, we're all going to go to Loud Thunder and feed off those plants.
And
you'll be ready.
Yeah. Plus how much have we harvested so far off of that?
A salad. Salad's worth. But and I don't like salad, so I don't like fish.
I hope the zombies don't come anytime soon.
Loud Thunder, that's more for like melee weapons and rifles, right? That's the source of that. That's why we're going there. We just happen to have a fish thing.
We haven't truly
plus.
Thought
that's funny.
We need to think about this.
There's deer and stuff out there, right? You can.
I don't know. We're gonna have to find.
But this is so. Do you think that if we built a wind turbine at Loud Thunder, that could power Loud Thunder for the rest of time?
Oh, yeah. How much? Let's say we're in the ones, the size that you have here.
Mm-hmm.
How much electricity is that generate? Do you have an idea how much that might generate?
I don't have the numbers offhand, unfortunately. I work with the little wind turbines. There's other people, at EICC that work with the real wind turbines.
We can light up a light bulb.
I can show you how to do that. We can have little Christmas lights lit up all over the place.
I'm sure there are governmental programs that you could look at to see, you know, if we were eligible to have one of those.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I don't know how many buildings we
have.
I've
heard that,
there.
Like farmland, mm-hmm. you could put up a turbine on your farmland. It'll power your farm, and then you can sell the excess to all the farms around you.
Oh.
Yeah, you can sell it back into the grid.
It creates
yep.
a lot of energy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, why not self-sustain and create your own energy on your farm? When you know, if you have the ability,
absolutely.
If you have the land, it doesn't take up very much space, those windmills.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's probably... You know, they probably need to get fixed like once a year to get an oil change.
Oh, I'm sure there's
maintenance to it and
but,
upkeep.
But at the same time, that has to be a much better deal than paying some power plant that's then in turn polluting our environment and, you know, I'm putting stuff in the water.
I will say something to be proud of is the fact that Iowa is in the top ranking states for wind production. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the last figures I read saw that 27% of our electricity that we use comes from a wind source.
Really?
In Iowa.
Almost a third.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that.
We're actually doing pretty good. A lot of the other states that we're kind of in running with are California and Texas, but
sure.
they beat us on size.
Right.
So they can have more wind turbines because they're
right.
bigger.
Yeah.
So
that's
something to be,
that's,
you know, proud of. And Illinois is also doing very good as well. I think they're usually around fifth or sixth.
Cool.
I think they're cool. Well, so you have like Chicago. You could have a solar panel or a windmill on top of every skyscraper, and it would power that building. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's one of the great things. If you come to ATEC, we actually have solar panels on the roof of this building here, and we have some on the side as well, so you can
see them.
Yeah,
on the
mm-hmm.
street level, right?
We've got some, but then there's also another set, another array on the roof as well.
I'm sure you guys do a lot of school groups that come through here.
Absolutely.
And I know that... we've got some Cub Scout packs and Boy Scout troops who would be interested in
mm-hmm.
doing something. So anytime, I don't know what your hours are here, but if you'd like to tell how they could get a hold of you and set something up,
absolutely.
Feel free.
My hours are by appointment. If you call me and make an appointment, we'll have it open and ready and we'll have a good time.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It works pretty well. And one of the great things about us, too, and I want to be sure to mention this right away, is we are a completely free facility. So there is no charge or anything like that for groups that come in to see us. You can send me an email at hkballou@eicc.edu. Or you can call me at 563-441-4093.
Now,
you can tell I've done that before.
What are the size limits? We have some Cub Scout packs and Boy Scout troops that are rather large,
mm-hmm.
And then we got some that are a little bit smaller on the other end of the spectrum. But what would be ideal for you to run through this exhibit?
Depending on which activities you have, some of them are a little bit more hands-on than others. But typically for school group-wise, about 30 I can mm-hmm. run by myself.
Okay.
If we go about the 60 range, I'm going to have to start pulling in help, which is not a big deal at all. Just a little bit more planning. And smaller ones like that are fine, too. I've had groups of 6 come through.
Cool.
So.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that
mm-hmm.
after we turn this off, because I think we could definitely do some kind of Catan event here.
Yeah.
That we could promote within the district and see if we can get, you know, that 30 number.
Absolutely.
Like,
we
blows at ATEC.
No camping.
No, they're going to camp inside the wind turbine.
All 30 of them?
I don't know if it's quite that big.
We cap this event at 7.
Sign up quick. All right, so we've got some questions for you, Heather.
Yes.
The first one is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, that's a hard one. Well, I am one of those sci-fi people, so I would probably say I enjoy the Doctor Who right now.
Yeah.
I'm watching the new ones, watch some of the old ones, and
I've seen like half of an episode, and I couldn't get into
that
it.
That was enough for me.
But, I know some of my cousins are big into it. I've got friends that are big into it. I just, I couldn't get into it. So what is it? What is it that trips your trigger about?
It's got good humor in it, and I don't know. It's just got creativity with it. And
how many guys have
sci-fi
played?
Stuff.
How many guys have played the main character?
10, 11, 12.
Yeah,
13,
I know there's a
maybe?
Lot, right?
Well, but isn't,
and is
it
there
like,
a reason
isn't
for
it like,
that?
Oh, but. There's,
well,
there was a guy that was Doctor Who one time. There wasn't a show about him. He just happened to be Doctor Who, and there, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
isn't
they
there, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
oh. So that's was the war doctor, and he came up later on. So I think there's been 13 iterations of him.
Somehow, John Hurt's a Doctor Who, right? But he didn't have a show.
Oh, now you're testing me on names. I'm awful at names.
John Hurt,
he's really good.
But yes, I know.
I'm a big John Hurt fan.
Yeah.
Not enough to make me watch Doctor Who, but I know that he was incorporated somehow,
yeah.
That he was a Doctor Who at one point. Oh. Is the guy named Doctor Who, like, on the show?
No, he's a doctor.
Just the doctor?
Just the doctor. Okay. And then the joke is Doctor Who. Well, that's
and,
it.
And is the reason that there's been so many of them is because he time travels and that he can change?
Yeah,
that?
He reincarnates,
okay.
Basically, more or less.
Okay.
Turns in, metamorphoses into something else. And I think the original one was the very first guy that played it got sick. If I remember right, or something, it was no longer able to do it, and then they replaced him, and then it just...
They put it into the storyline. That
kind of stuck with it, and so every couple of years now, they'll...
So they is it just, like, they... Is that just the rule? Like, oh, you get 3 years as Doctor Who?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah.
The last couple of guys, people really liked whoever it was. Was it Matt? David Tennant was one of them, because he's on... he's going to be in Jessica Jones. He's going to be on that show. But then... Matt Smith was one of them. People really like these guys as that character, and then all of a sudden, they change it.
Who's the current guy?
Capaldi.
Mm-hmm.
Capaldi.
What else has he been in? One of them was in Harry Potter, right?
He's older. David Tennant was in Harry Potter.
Yep.
He was Barty Crouch
Jr.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. How did I pull that guy out somewhere? That's surprising. I'm surprised by that. I'm intrigued by the fandom.
Yeah, it's got a following.
And
sure.
I like, from what I know about it, because I've been to like Comic Cons and stuff, I like that you have, like, the current villains and stuff are the ones that they've always had. They just, you know, they figure out ways to make them more current and everything. I like that. It's very much has like a comic book mentality to it, where even though, like, the characters are, it's the same characters, but they're a little different, but yet it's more like, they've modernized some of the characters. Yet they might still be the same character from the 60s, you know. So I like that aspect.
They've done a good job with it.
But it's still weird. It's not.
Let's have the fun of it.
I did watch. It was on Netflix, and I'm like, I'm gonna get into this and see what it's all about. And I made it through about half an episode, and I'm like, I don't need to do this.
That's what maybe I just didn't give it enough time, but I gave it an episode, and I'm like,
I think I gave it enough time.
I think there may be more to this than what I'm seeing right now, and I need to invest a lot more time to get into it, and I just didn't have the time.
Oh, well.
Too funny.
If you had to start all over again, and you're going to have a new job, your dream job, but it can't be what you're doing right now.
Right now.
What would you do?
Well, that's easy enough. I'd go back to be doing zoo work stuff.
Really?
So, I had a lot of passion in that and a lot of interest
in it.
So,
you had said zoos and aquariums. So, it was aquarium. So, you wanted to be a dolphin trainer.
I was actually looking to do a little bit more on the science side of things. A little bit more on the research side of stuff with,
So, you're not, like, throwing fish to an orca?
No, but that would be fun. But, you know, we've had some very interesting courses and have been able to have some pretty unique experiences at stuff.
Here? Originally?
I'm from around St. Louis area originally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got a real nice zoo down there.
Really nice zoo down there.
Yeah.
You know, Niobe's here.
Yes.
And you're only a short few hours away from the aquarium up in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So you're in a pretty good spot for your dream job if you were to ever have an opening or an opportunity.
Something to, go in with that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like looking at the science of it, you know, where I think that a lot of good things are being done in these aquariums and zoos, where right now you have Blackfish came out.
Yeah.
Great documentary. But I think that some of these places are getting like a negative light. And I do think there's probably negative things going on in some of these places. But some of the science that's going on behind the scenes of these facilities, I think is a really good thing.
Sure.
And education is always key because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that people don't realize, I guess, how good it is. And so if you can get the word out and educate people on what's actually being done and you know, what the different lives are like and things, they're better to know. And that's true across the board for almost anything.
Sure.
Well, think of how many species would be extinct right now if it wasn't for... Like, there's some species right now that are only alive in captivity.
Right.
You know, because we've taken the chance to... Like, white tigers. They don't... You know what I mean? That's a... They're only really alive in captivity. You know what I mean? And then, like other species... Like, there's only, like, 90 tigers, like, in the world. You know what I mean? Like, they're it's a very...
And there's also some success stories of where they've repopulated wild populations based off of critters that were bred at the zoo.
Yeah.
I just, it's cool.
Yeah. All right. If you could meet anyone. Fictional, past, present, alive, dead, and have a meal with them. Who would you meet? What would you eat?
What would I eat? That's it. Okay. So I did a lot of work with sort of natural environmental stuff, and there was an individual named Golder who was from here in the Quad Cities, and he did these fantastic plant surveys of Scott and Muscatine counties.
Yeah.
Really fantastic, completely, I mean, full in depth, absolutely detailed. He was a doctor who did this plant surveys on the side. And apparently he used to do really amazing drawings of these different things. And I think it'd be really interesting to talk to him because some of that information is lost. We have a book that he came out with, but there was a lot of his records that just were never fully gathered.
What time frame are you talking about? When was he?
40s to 50s. Okay. I mean, it was relatively recent. Okay. You know, when you look at the big scale
thing.
Goldner.
Goldner.
Yeah. And just really fantastic detailed work that he did. And it was just a hobby at that time. He also, I think he had some stuff that he did with other local sort of science institutions and stuff like that. But cool. I think that'd be a really interesting one.
Yeah.
So you'd have a salad?
Well,
maybe. A salad made up of all Quad City area plants.
Indigenous.
I'll
to
tell
the
you
area.
What, in the Quad City area, we can make you a salad based only on fish and plants at the aquaponics.
Ah, there we go. We'll just have to go to La Plata and we'll be good.
We know a place.
Too funny.
So, local salad with Dr. Goldner.
Yeah. And watching Doctor Who.
I've got a theme, apparently.
Then Dr. Goldner would be like, I don't get this. I don't understand.
Well, Heather, thank you so much. We appreciate your time sitting down with us. I know the event that we're going to have out at Loud Thunder, Stealth, is going to be fantastic, and we're so happy for you guys to be a part of it. We're going to talk a little bit more after this is done, and we're going to see if we can't get some kind of district event that would be free.
Absolutely.
And we'll set a date here and see what we can do about getting some kids down to.
Well, now, Ian's getting everybody's hopes up.
Oh, it'll happen.
No, well, so, no, what I want to do, and I know that we've talked about this, is have a merit badge clinic that offers environmental science and sustainability, and have it with ATEC and the Blong Education Center. It's Blong Technology Education Center. Blong, yeah. And so one of the E's stands for education. but so that's one of my dreams going forward. And I think that could possibly be a reality.
Well, absolutely.
I will tell you, environmental science is probably going to be one of our merit badges up at the SAU Merit Challenge.
No.
In December.
No.
But there's nothing saying that ATEC could not be a part of that or Blong could not be a part of that. Yeah. Be merit badge counselors, come up there and do it, and then maybe we grow and bring it down to you guys. And like I said, it's just tentative at this point. But that's one of them that's been brought up.
Well, we're always looking for opportunities and ways to interact with you. So
cool. All right. Sounds good.
Well,
Heather, thank you so much.
Thank you for being our guest today.